Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Eamon Torsney. It is Friday, the 3rd of October at 6:31. Happy No Sugar Day. Coming up on today's show, we'll have an extended interview with the European Commissioner for Financial Services, Maria Luise Albuquerque, about tapping into savings in order to stoke up investment in Europe. And we have look at all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But let's kick off with that chat with the Commissioner. Name a tech giant and the chances are it's American and was born out of risk-taking by the original investors who liked the ideas and put their money where their mouth was. The same is not the case in Europe. Venture capital is splintered down national lines with different rules and tax systems. The EU wants to change that by prizing open wallets and deep pools of savings which earn next to nothing in interest. The Commission is launching the Savings and Investment Union to encourage more of us to put our unused money into European companies. But to do so will require major cross-border legislation and a serious change in the savings mindset. I spoke to the EU's Financial Services Commissioner, Maria Luise Albuquerque, and began by asking her about what the Savings and Investment Union is.
The Savings and Investment Union, it's about creating a true single market on financial services. It's actually looking at the whole financial sector from a holistic perspective, looking at all the different stakeholders within the financial sector and eliminating the barriers that keep our resources into 27 different compartments rather than pulling them all together. Because for markets to be efficient, capital markets to be efficient, they need scale. For banks to be really competitive where it matters, which is the global landscape, they need scale. We need to use the single market leverage to get to where we need. It's also about, so it's developing capital markets, it's completing the banking union, it's having this push for the competitiveness both of the financial sector and the economy, and also giving our citizens the opportunities they deserve to put their money to work. We save a lot, so we deserve the opportunity to become wealthier.
Some of those concepts are difficult to grasp for an ordinary consumer. In absolute practical terms, what are you hoping to do? I have made reference to the fact that you hope to prize open wallets and purses.
I hope that people will have the opportunity to put their savings to get higher returns. We save a lot. So if we have the...
A bit too much, perhaps.
If we get higher returns for those savings, then it will allow us to meet our life goals. It could be for retirement. It could be to buy a house. It could be to send your children to study abroad, for traveling, you name it. It's an individual choice. The fact is that we save a lot, but our returns, given that we leave too much of that money in deposits, that with inflation actually sometimes have a real negative return, which means that with the same number of euros, we will be able to buy fewer things. And that is sad. So we are also trying to address that and have people give people the opportunity they deserve to make the best out of their money and build better financial futures for themselves.
And what will that look like? For example, the UK has something called an ISA, or an individual savings account, which is a really tax-efficient way of saving and investing in stocks and shares. Would you be encouraging something like that for the 27 member states?
Yes, actually, the day before yesterday, on the 30th of September, I have presented a recommendation on the creation of a savings and investments account across Europe with a few basic features. It should be very simple, very easy to access, either online or offline. It should have no minimum amounts to be opened and to be used. So you only have 10 euros to invest. You should be able to invest those 10 euros. This account should offer funds, equity, relatively simpler products. So we recommend that the highly leveraged complex or crypto are kept out of these accounts. The tax treatment should be favorable, at least as good as any other incentive out there for investments. And all the tax information should go directly from the providers to the tax authorities so that it does not constitute a burden for the saver. And we are recommending this to be put in place in every single member state, because we know from some examples, both in EU and abroad, that actually it works on the engagement of the retail savers. It increases the returns that people get, and it also has a very positive benefit to the capital markets and the economy. So it's really a virtuous circle we are trying to create here.
Now, needless to say, taxation is something that needs unanimity in the European Council, which is really difficult to get, especially something as sensitive as tax. So all you could do is recommend. You can't impose a regulation on the member states.
No, we have decided to go for a recommendation, not a legislative measure. First, because legislation takes longer. We think it's really urgent. And if member states are willing to implement, then a recommendation should be enough. On the taxation element, yes, we can only recommend, because this is, we don't have competencies at the EU level to determine taxation. But we think that the evidence that this really works to the benefit of both the citizens and the economies is so compelling that member states should see that and implement an account with a relevant tax incentive. It has worked everywhere, from the UK you mentioned, to Sweden inside the European Union, to Japan, to Canada. It works everywhere. Why not give all our citizens the opportunities that others are benefiting from?
I remember interviewing your predecessor, a guy called Jonathan Hill, who was the Financial Services Commissioner when he introduced the Capital Markets Union. And he was very hopeful that too would prize open wallets and lead to investment by ordinary Europeans into startups, into capital markets. It hasn't worked out. It's been a damp squib. What will be different this time?
I think we have an increased awareness of the importance of that. Everyone now seems to be very much aware that Europe has been lagging behind on competitiveness, on innovation. And for that, we really need capital markets. We are very much bank-centric economy, and banks have a very important role to play. But we also need the capital markets. We need equity, not just debt. So we need the capital markets to work better. And again, capital markets need scale. When we look at Europe, we are a single market of 450 million people. We have plenty of money. On cash and deposits, we have over 11 trillion euros.
Earning next to nothing in interest.
Earning next to nothing. So if we bring down the barriers, if we pool those resources, if we agree on the right measures to get this to work, we can be a big player at the dimension that really matters with our international competitors, the US or China. So why would it work this time? Because I think the awareness is there, the political momentum is there, but it does require everyone to push, from the Commission to the member states, to the European Parliament, national parliaments, all the stakeholders, including the private sector. We should all be aligned and agree that this has to work. And we need to find the solutions that make it work, rather than trying to stick to old habits and protectionist attitudes and protecting some models which are not fit for the future, even if they were successful in the past. That is not going to solve our problem. I think the awareness is there, and I have been finding a lot of enthusiasm and support across EU.
Stay with us, Commissioner. We're going to take a quick break.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Response team to discuss how changes to tariffs may impact your business.
And we're back talking to the Financial Services Commissioner, Maria Luis Albuquerque. Red tape is a huge burden for companies. The Draghi report is almost 13 months old now. When they hear the Savings Investment Union, when they hear a drive by the Commission, a lot of companies, whether they're in financial services or not, will be nervous. Oh my God, is this another layer of bureaucracy? How can you ensure or reassure people that this won't be another burden on them?
Well, on the Commission side, which is what I can take responsibility for, We will push for this to be done in the simplest possible way. But again, for that to be the case, we need everyone to have the same attitude. Because if you look at the legislative process, the Commission puts a proposal on the table. And then that proposal has to be agreed with the co-legislators. So member states, the government representatives, the ministers at the Council, and the members of the European Parliament. So if they introduce many more requirements on the proposals that make it complicated, that is something that the Commission can't do much about. So if we are all aiming to get to a simple outcome, we need to have a spirit of compromise that we haven't had thus far. Typically, we've been making compromises on a minimum common denominator, and clearly that's not good enough. That's not compromise. Compromise is giving in order to get to a better outcome for the whole rather than just for one of the parts. But we have to be fully aligned on that. And if we do that, we will get a better result. We will also need to move faster. You said it yourself, 13 months since the Draghi report came out. Look at how many proposals the Commission has already tabled. But we can only put the proposals on the table. If the co-legislators don't move with the same sense of urgency, this will not hit the ground, and that is where it needs to happen. And yes, we will keep a very close eye to make sure that this is simplifying, not making it more complex.
The European Union probably needs to deepen the single market, and this is an effort to do that. And yet, whenever there is a proposed cross-border merger, national governments get scared. And I'm not talking about technology, I'm talking about very old-world banks. An Italian bank is trying to buy a German bank, Commerzbank, and is facing huge difficulties. How will this piece of this body of legislation, the Saving Investment Union, make that less of an issue?
Well, that's not really a question of legislation, sadly, because the legislation today in the banking union is enough to stimulate that kind of cross-border
consolidation. So it's politics.
It is politics. But yeah, this is all politics. That's why I keep saying if the member states, if the parliaments, if the politicians are not on board and not willing to push this forward, the Commission on our own, we can't do it. It's not something that we can impose top down. This has to be a joint effort. And I think that we should all remember the lessons learned on the great financial crisis. How the fact that banks and sovereigns were too closely linked led something that began as a banking crisis to turn into a sovereign debt crisis and this doom loop between banks and sovereigns that actually...
Nobody knows more of that than Ireland.
Or Portugal, for that matter, because I was also in government.
Center.
So
yeah.
Yes, I know that firsthand. And this is about learning those lessons and understanding that what really protects us best is breaking that doom loop link that we still have because the banking union is not yet completed. And yes, is understanding that we should look at Europe as domestic. Domestic is EU, is no longer within each member state. And yes, it's politics. But that's where the decisions have to be made, and that's what we expect from politicians, to make the right decisions for us to have a better future.
There is a cultural challenge, though, isn't there, Commissioner? I.e., we in Europe have a different attitude to risk than our American cousins. They're a frontier mentality, a new nation. We are an old nation, and we've had quite a few shocks, whether they're economic, political, geopolitical, whatever it is. And so a lot of Europeans, and the Irish are the biggest savers in Europe probably, they want easy access to their money rather than to even lock it in for a year. That is difficult to change, that cultural mentality.
Yeah, I get it's difficult to change. People like to have the security of having liquidity. We are not telling them to let go of all the liquidity. What we are telling people, what we would want people to have, is the opportunity to allocate their savings better. So they would have something more liquid in case you need money. You never know, you may need it. But some should be put to work for the longer term, and you should And as common sense tells you, not to put all your eggs in the same basket, liquidity included. So have a better allocation because it will give a better return. People behave, yes, there's right, you're right, there is a cultural element and an attitude towards risk. But I also think there is a lack of opportunities and the appropriate framing and also financial literacy. People are often not really informed of what they could do, how they could do it. So we are also working on that. We will be also be working to let people have the information they need, the knowledge they need, and then the opportunity to put that to work. And we need to nudge people into moving into that space. That is why the tax incentives are so important, because we need to get people's attention so that they say, okay, there's a good opportunity here. Maybe I should try. When I say that the savings and investments union should have no minimum amount, it's to be totally inclusive for those who have little amounts saved, but also for those people more cautious, they can start using that with smaller amounts and become more confident as they go.
And not be taxed to the hilt.
We are also recommending that the tax incentive is significant, that actually leads people to change this this mindset and this attitude. And this is something that you need to start doing, see the positive outcomes, but also it will allow Europe to be more competitive. It will allow our companies to access more diversified funding sources, to be better, to create better jobs, to pay better salaries. That benefits people. Again, it's a really virtuous circle we can create here, and we are not pushing people to do anything. We know that there is a part of our population that actually wants to take risk. They go and invest in crypto and do other things like that, and they don't find the opportunities they would like to have to take risk in the more traditional markets. I'm not saying that they can't or they shouldn't do that, but I think we should have a wider set of opportunities to people so that they can allocate their savings as they wish.
And that is the EU Financial Services Commissioner, Maria Luise Albuquerque.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.